Parshas Acharei Mois, Tavshin Ayin Vav. We want to welcome everybody back to watching the shiur. Now that we passed the Yom Tov of Pesach, so I would like to say that now we get into the summer months. We get into a little bit of a stretch now from now to Kabbalah Satorah, to Shavuos. We head toward the summer. However, it's a little difficult to say that it's summer when walking around in coats and sweaters outside and everything. But we like to make believe that we're saying the same bracha, we're saying Bar Datol, those of us that do say it. So we are in the summer months, and from now till Shavuos, the weeks of Shavuos, we're going to try to touch upon a few different subjects also related to Kabbalah Satorah, related to Shavuos. But right now, for this week, we're going to talk about the end of Parshas Acharei Mois. And the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, V'yomarto aleihem, and tell them, Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says, tell Klal Yisrael that I am Hashem, your God. And then Hashem goes ahead and tells us what we need to know. K'ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Bo, like the deeds of those who are in Mitzrayim, the place where you were dwelling, Lo Yisasu, do not do like the people of Mitzrayim. And also, in addition to that, the Pasuk says, Ukema'asei Eretz Kenan, like the people of Eretz Kenan, where you're going to go, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama, where I am bringing you to Eretz Kenan, also Lo Yisasu. The Pasuk says, basically, in essence, what the Pasuk is telling us is do not behave like the people of Mitzrayim, those people that you saw for so many years in Mitzrayim. And so too, I do not want you to take any examples from the people of Eretz Canaan where you're going to go. So Nesiv HaShalom asks a very, very beautiful kasha right here. And he says like this, what is this Pasuk actually coming to tell us not to do? If you look at the end of Parshas Acharei Mois, right after these psukim that we just read, the Torah goes ahead and tells you about all the relationships that are forbidden and all these other things that are usher. So what is it that the Torah is specifically telling us? What is a Maasei Eretz Mitzrayim? What is a Maasei Eretz Canaan? The Torah goes ahead afterwards and explicitly tells you all the things that are usher. What is it when the Torah says, do not behave like them? So the Nesiv HaShalom tells us, you know what the Torah is instructing us? The Torah is instructing us about doing things that are actually mutter. We're not telling you about don't do the things that are usher, because those things are specifically spelled out in the Torah. What the Torah is telling you, the Torah is teaching us a way of how to behave. The Torah is telling us that not everything that is mutter, not everything which is, quote, which is so to speak mutter, there is a, and even in the things that are mutter and you're going to do, but there's a way to do it. Do not do it like a Mitzri, and do not do it like a Kanani. A Yid has a certain way to act, even in things that are not usher. And the Nesiv HaShalom brings down an interesting thing, which we can't get into right now, really, but a very deep thought. And he said that some tzaddikim kedoshim, when they spoke about mitzvahs, they said like this, that really there's no such thing as something that is heter, that's something that is mutter. Either it's a mitzvah or it's usher to do. And that's really, really a little deeper than what we're saying on the surface, but it has a lot to do with what we're saying right now, that even in things that are mutter, the Torah is telling you that a yid has a way of acting. And that's basically what he says, what we're learning from here. And he says, and it's for that reason that the Torah prefaces the Parsha. The Torah begins the Parsha over here that we're speaking about by beginning with, Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Tell the Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That when it comes to these kind of things, the things that are mutter, you're going to wonder, who's going to notice if I'm doing it right? Who's going to notice if I'm behaving in the right way? So Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem, your God, which is why Hashem is the Yodea Machshavos. Hashem is somebody, Hashem knows what's in your mind. So before we tell you how to act, not to act like the Canaanim, not like the Mitzrim, Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I know exactly what's in your mind. I know exactly what's in your heart, and that you can't get by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one reason why the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it's not necessarily about what you do, it is about how to do it. And a person must be sure too, says in Sefer Shalom, not to be Novel B'Shus HaTorah. Do not go around flouting and doing things that are technically mutter. The Beis Avram, Sefer Shalom brings the Beis Avram, and he brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, and we've actually mentioned this over the years, the pasuk says, Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. Today it's actually a song also, so people know, like we always say, people don't realize that psukim were psukim before they were songs also, but Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. And the Beis Avram teaches up, and he says a beautiful drush on that pasuk. It means like this, Musar Hashem, what is the Musar that we want to give you? B'ni Al Timas. Don't do things that will mess up your relationship to Hashem as a son. We are all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't degrade yourself by doing things that are not fit for you. Musar Hashem, B'ni Al Timas. Don't mess that up. You're a son. You're royalty. If Hashem is the king, you are from a family of royalty. You are a ben of a melech. You are a child of a king. And royalty commands special behavior. And we have to always remember that even though for others things might be perfectly mutter, and it might be fine to do, but you, if you want to be the way you're supposed to be, you want to be acting like the ben melech. You want to be acting at all times like you are a child of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. For a person of royalty, like we are, you're a ben melech, you're a bas melech, it is below you, and it is inappropriate to act in certain fashions. And that, again, is another reason, says in Sefer Shalom, why the Torah gives us a hakdama at the beginning of the parsha when it tells you, do not act like the Mitzrim. Do not act like the Tanakh. The pasuk tells us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And remember that, because when it comes time for you to behave in a certain way, whether you're in private or whether you're in public, remember, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and you are my child. Remember, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that even if you think it's appropriate for people to act in a certain way, but is it appropriate if you are a son or a daughter of a king? Is it then appropriate? So the pasuk tells us once again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and that warrants special behavior, even though technically it might be mutter for others. The Sefer Shalom tells us one other thought on this Ani Hashem Elokeichem. He says that a person, if you know this now, Hashem just told you that even in things that are mutter, the pasuk that we're saying, we learn from the pasuk, that even in things that are mutter, you have to be careful with how you act. Right? So a person might get down. A person might get down on themselves because it might be asking too much. We're asking people to behave in ways that might be so difficult, because what are we asking you to avoid? We're asking you to avoid things that naturally a human being is inclined to desire. And we're asking you to behave in extra special ways with these things. So when the Torah tells you that something is usur, when the Torah says that there's an issur to do something, so a person doesn't do it because normal reaction is that there's a yiras ha'onesh. A person feels that you might get punished. The Torah says don't do something explicitly, and something is usur, so there's a yiras ha'onesh. But here, right, we have there's a fear of the consequence. But over here, when we speak of behaving and behavioral things, behaving and acting in a certain way, how does someone strengthen yourself? How do you summon up the will to actually follow through and do it? And the Torah is commanding this of us, demanding certain behavior of us as a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you might get down on yourself. How is this possible? So we think it's against our nature. So comes the Torah, the Sefer Shalom tells us, comes the Torah and says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Don't think that you can't do it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem who gave you the Torah. And anything that is contrary to the Ratzon Hashem, I am telling you that I am giving you the koyach to do it. A person might think it's hard sometimes to refrain from things that a person naturally has taivas for, or a person wants to do. And we see that the Torah is full of these things, and we would think that we can't do it. Comes the pasuk and says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." And there's three beautiful reasons why the Torah says that over here. "Ani Hashem Elokeichem" is that I'm telling you that I gave you the Torah, and the Torah would not demand anything of you that is not possible. And you know what? The Yetzirah wants, if it's one thing that the Yetzirah wants over here, the Yetzirah wants to put doubt in a person's mind, am I capable of doing these things? Do I have the inner fortitude? Do I have the inner strength to hold off the Yetzirah when it comes to certain things? Hashem says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I gave you the Torah. I'm the one who made the rules. And I'm telling you, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. First of all, you're a child of Hashem. So that demands of you certain behavior. But also, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm the one who gave the Torah. I'm the one who made the rules of the Torah. I'm telling you that I didn't give you anything to do that you cannot do. I gave you special strength as a Jew, whereas you might think a human being might not have those capabilities at all times. But you're a Yid. You're a child of Hashem. You're a Jew. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'm telling you that I give you the strength." So sometimes when a person feels, you might feel, this is too tough for me. This is too tough. I have to always keep up I have to live up to certain ideals. And I have to keep up a certain image. It's so tough for me. How can I always keep that up? Yes, Hashem is telling you that if you train yourself, and you get yourself used to that, you have the capability. You have more strength than you know. It's inside. You just have to admit that you have it and admit that you can do it. And that's the lesson of why. Before it tells you about Maaseh Eretz Canaan and Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim in the other order, before the Torah tells you that, Hashem says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." Because there are a lot of lessons that you can learn from that. And these are very, very encouraging and very, very inspiring and uplifting lessons. Because sometimes we feel that the Torah gives us so many rules and so many ways to act and so many ways to behave. How can I keep all of this? How can I do it? So first of all, we say, you know what? You're very special. You're a Ben Melech. You are somebody that the Torah gives special recognition. And besides that also, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You are very, very specifically given the capabilities. Let's learn the lessons of this week's Parsha, and let's come out of this week's Parsha understanding that we're better, and we have more strength than we even know. We have so much to work on because we have the inner strength.